When the mind goes haywire.
Mahatmas have good and bad intentions, but it all falls under discharge karma, not charge karma. Anger, pride, attachment, greed, abhorrence, and all other good and bad intentions are all discharge karma, which must be dealt with equanimity. These karmas will only dissipate through pratikraman. There is no other way.
Dada, sometimes when I feel insulted, I may not say anything, but my mind will revolt and retaliate.
We are not concerned with what happens at that time. You may even get into a physical fight. It all depends on how strong one has grown in this gnan. If you have complete inner strength in this gnan, then even your mind would not revolt. Whenever you revolt through mind, speech, or even your body, you must do pratikraman for all three, because they are your weaknesses.
Dada, do we have to do pratikraman for our thoughts?
As far as your thoughts are concerned, all you have to do is observe them. There is no pratikraman for thoughts. However, if you have bad thoughts for someone, then pratikraman is necessary. Thoughts about cows and buffaloes and anything else just disappear in the presence of gnan. If you observe them with awareness, they will just pass. They only need to be observed. There is no need for pratikraman for these. Suppose when you come to satsang and you see everyone standing around, you may ask yourself, why everyone is just standing around? For such a negative thought, you should do pratikraman right away.
Should we do pratikraman for the effects of our karmas or for that which happens within?
Pratikraman is for that which happens within.
Is it for our thoughts or for our intent?
For your intent. Behind every thought, there is always intent. If there has been atikraman, then pratikraman should be done. Atikraman is when you have bad thoughts. You may have a bad thought for this lady sitting here. So you should turn it around by saying to yourself, think good thoughts about her. You may think that this person sitting here is useless. Why do such thoughts come to you? You have no right to assess anyone's worth. If you must say anything at all, then say that everyone is good. By saying this, you will not be liable for the karma. But if you say that this person is worthless, then that is atikraman. For this, you must do pratikraman. When you tolerate something that you dislike with a pure mind, you will become vitrag.
What is a pure mind, Dada?
A pure mind is one where you do not have any negative thoughts for your opponents. What does that mean? That means that you do not bite your nimit, that is, lash out at the person who is instrumental in the dissipation of your negative karmas. If you have bad thoughts, then you should immediately wash them away by doing pratikraman.
A pure mind comes in a final stage, does it not? Will we have to continue doing pratikraman until it becomes pure?
Yes, that is right. The mind may become pure in certain matters, but not in others. These are all different stages. Where the mind is impure, pratikraman is required. You have to keep the account book of the pure self clean. So at night, before you go to bed, tell Chandulal to do pratikraman for whomever he saw faults in during the day. He must keep his books clean for everyone. Any negative bhav will be purified through pratikraman. There is no other solution. Even if an income tax officer were to come and harass you, you should not see any faults in him. Tell Chandulal that he has to see the whole world as faultless before he goes to bed.
Should pratikraman be done in the presence of the other person?
There's no problem if the pratikraman is done later on.
If I have talked negatively about you or hurt you, should I come to you personally and do pratikraman?
If you can do it personally, that would be good. And if that is not feasible, then the pratikraman you do later on brings about the same results. What I am saying is that if you have a negative thought about Dada, you should continue doing pratikraman. People are not to be blamed for their hostile personalities. People today have hostility in them. It is characteristic of this time cycle for all living beings to be hostile. All those who are not hostile have passed away. There are still, however, many elevated souls who can improve. If you have negative thoughts about me, you should do pratikraman. The human mind is capable of seeing faults of even a Gnani Purush. What will the mind not do? The mind that has been burnt will burn others. An unhappy man spreads unhappiness.
Those who have departed cannot do anything for others. So if you say anything negative about Lord Mahavir, does it reach him?
Yes, it reaches him, but he does not accept it. And it is returned to you with double the repercussions. So you have to ask for forgiveness for yourself. Keep asking for forgiveness until you forget the words you had uttered. If you have said anything negative about Mahavir, you have to keep asking for forgiveness and it will be immediately erased. Your arrows, which is negative words, will reach him, but he does not accept them.
Gnan rescues those drowning in the ocean of life.
Can one see his past faults by remembering them?
Past faults can really only be seen by focusing the awareness of the self on a specific topic, such as anger, greed, and pride, etc., and not by recalling them through memory. You have to work hard to try and recall them. They need to be recalled because they have become obscured. If you had some problems with Chandulal and you did his pratikraman, Chandulal's presence will be there. You need to apply this awareness. In this path of Akram, it is not necessary to draw upon memory. Recollection of events is dependent upon memory. Whatever events come to mind spontaneously are there for you to do pratikraman. They come so that you can purify them. Have you not already made the decision that you do not want any worldly things when you say in your prayers, I do not want any temporary things of this life except for the experience of the Absolute Self? Despite this, why do you keep remembering certain things? For that, you must continue your pratikraman. Understand that despite doing pratikraman, if you remember things, it means that they are still pending and require more pratikraman. It is because of your attachment and abhorrence that you remember things. If they did not come to mind, you would forget the mistakes you've made. Why do you not remember the people you met in passing, but you remember the loved ones who are now dead? It is because you still have some pending attachment. Doing pratikraman will dissolve this attachment. Desires come to you because you have not done pratyakhyan, and past events come to your mind because you have not done pratikraman.
Is pratikraman to be done for the ownership claimed?
For ownership, you have to do pratyakhyan. For the faults, there is pratikraman.
Even after doing pratikraman, if the same faults come to mind, does it mean that we are not free of those faults?
The faults are like onion layers. As you peel the outer layer of an onion, there is yet another layer beneath. These faults have many layers. With each pratikraman you do, one layer is shed. In this way, when you do 100 or more pratikramans, the fault will eventually go. Some faults will go away after 5 pratikramans, and some may require more. A fault requires as many pratikramans as the number of layers it has. The longer it takes for pratikraman, the bigger and heavier the fault.
Explain what you mean when you say that which comes to mind needs pratikraman, and whatever desires come require pratyakhyan.
When it comes to mind, you should understand that the event is still very sticky and pratikramans will free you from it.
Should we do pratikraman as many times as it comes to mind?
Yes, that many times. You should keep the intent of pratikraman. For them to come to mind requires time. Do you remember the faults in the night?
Dada, they come depending upon certain circumstances.
Yes, because of the circumstances.
And what about desires, Dada?
A desire is where your internal tendencies become evident. The intent that you had previously made is now surfacing again. So here, you need to do pratyakhyan.
Dada, during such times, you tell us to say, it should not be like this, and this is not mine. Do we say this every time?
You have to do pratyakhyan in the following manner. This is not mine. I am surrendering everything. I had invited all these things in ignorance, but today they are not mine, so I am surrendering them through my mind, speech, and body. Now I do not want anything. I had invited this happiness that is temporary and relative in my ignorant state. Today, this happiness is not mine, and therefore I am surrendering it. The whole intention behind Akram Vignan is to do shoot on sight pratikraman. This is the foundation upon which Akram Vignan stands. In reality, no one is making mistakes. If you become instrumental in hurting someone, recall that person's pure soul, which is completely separate from that person's dravya karma, karmas that come into effect, no karma or neutral karmas, and bhav karma or karmas that charge more karma, and do pratikraman.
But should you say all this when you do pratikraman?
No, it is not necessary. Make it short. Make a phone call to the pure soul of the opponent and say, I have made this mistake, please forgive me. Moreover, you should do pratikraman for all the people in your home. Each day, do pratikraman for your father, mother, brother and sister, and even for your extended family members, because these are the people with whom you have very sticky accounts. So if you do pratikraman for your family for 1 hour, starting from everyone close to you, followed by the extended family, going back 2 to 3 generations by recalling them, you will destroy your most intense sins. Their minds will purify towards you. You must do this for all your close relatives. If you cannot sleep at night, you should do pratikraman in this manner. When you start doing pratikraman in this manner, the film will continue. When that happens, you will feel tremendous joy, so much so that it will overflow. During the time of pratikraman, you are in the state of the pure self, and there is no interference from anything. Who does the pratikraman? Chandulal does the pratikraman. And for whom does he do the pratikraman? He does pratikraman for his whole family. He recalls all his extended family to do pratikraman. The self is the witness of the process. It does nothing. There is no other interference, and therefore the focused awareness is also pure. Many years ago, I made some people do pratikraman in my presence for faults related to sexual thoughts and acts. They all went into it so deeply that they could not stop. The pratikraman continued even when they went home. Even during sleep and while eating, their pratikraman continued. This continued to take place day and night. Then I had to stop it for them. Even when they wanted to stop the pratikraman, it would not stop. Once this machinery of pratikraman is set in motion, it will continue on its own. You have to tell Chandulal to continue doing pratikraman for the entire family and all the people he has hurt. Chandulal must do pratikraman for the countless lives before in which he had committed faults related to attachment, abhorrence and matters of sexuality. Taking one person at a time, the pratikraman must be done in the way I have shown you. After that, with the same focused awareness, pratikraman must be done for the neighbors too. After doing this, your burden will lessen. If you hurt someone and he makes note of it, then your mind will not find true rest until the effect of your hurt is erased by your pratikraman towards him. I myself have done this with the entire world, and that is why I am free. As long as you see faults in me, I do not have peace. So whenever I do pratikraman in this manner, everything gets erased. Do lots of pratikraman for all the people you have harassed and hurt. Whenever you have free time, take an hour or so recalling each person and do their pratikraman. This is a sure way for the gnan to grow. After this, with Dada Bhagwan as your witness, take all the religions and their religious heads and do pratikraman for any negative comments or criticisms you have made, instigated others to make in this life, past calculable lives and past infinite lives. Ask for strength not to repeat any such transgression against them in the slightest degree. Before Gnan, I had a very strong ego. I used to criticize people and was disrespectful to them. But at the same time, I used to be full of praise for some. I would criticize one and praise another. After 1958, when I became a Gnani, I told A.M. Patel, "Wash away all the contempt you had towards others. Put soap on it and wash it off." After that, I recalled each and every person I had treated with contempt, including neighbors, uncles, aunts, and in-laws. I had treated so many people with contempt, so I washed them off.
Did you do pratikraman in your mind, or did you ask for forgiveness personally?
I told Ambalal that he had done a lot of things that were wrong. I told him that I could see them all and that he should wash away all his wrong deeds. I told Ambalal that he should not forget Chandubhai and all the disrespect and verbal abuse he directed at him. I described all this in detail to him and instructed him to do pratikraman and speak in the following manner. Dear Siddhartha Bhagwan, who is completely separate from the mind, speech and body of Chandubhai, and his bhav karma, dravya karma and no karma. Dear Siddhartha Bhagwan of Chandubhai, I am asking for forgiveness for all errors committed towards Chandubhai. I am asking this in the presence of Dada Bhagwan. I will never repeat such faults again. Do the pratikraman in this manner and you will notice a change on the other person's face. You do the pratikraman here and the changes will be taking place over there within him. My books became clean only after we, which is file number one, did so much washing. For countless lives, we have done this and that is why, finally, I am free and liberated. I am showing you the way also, so free yourself quickly. You should do pratikraman so that you can become free from the liability of these faults. In the beginning after Gnan, people used to attack me and question my integrity. But later they got tired of doing this because I never retaliated. If I had retaliated, they would have continued to attack me. This world will not let anyone attain liberation. So you should be careful and conduct yourself with awareness, avoiding any conflicts. At least try doing pratikraman and then witness the changes of the people in your household. There will be magical changes and effects. As long as there's a tendency to see faults in others, there will be no peace of mind. When you do pratikraman, all the faults will be erased. You should do pratikraman for every file that has become sticky due to attachment and abhorrence. Keep a focused awareness and then proceed to do pratikraman to clear everything. Files due to attachment definitely need pratikraman. If you were sleeping on a nice comfortable mattress, but there was grit in it, would it not bother you until you took it out? In the same manner, pratikraman is called for when things bother you. Pratikraman needs to be done only where there is an internal signal of conflict. And whatever bothers the other person, he too will do the same. Everyone has different kinds of pratikraman. If you have done atikraman towards anyone, then you should do pratikraman all day in his name. When both parties do pratikraman, they can become free of faults much quicker. If you both do 5,000 pratikramans or more, then things can be resolved faster. However, if the other person does not do any pratikraman, you will have to do 10,000 pratikramans in order to be free.